الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الناصح الأمين. اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تمسك بسنته إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد يا عباد الله, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome you to another episode of Everyday Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and every one of you who has contributed and been a sponsor of the channel. May Allah ta'ala reward each and every one of you tremendously. For those who also, they would like to become sponsors of the channel, of the podcast, then information as relates to that is inside of the show notes and also inside of the description, depending upon how and where you are listening to this episode. In any event, let us get to it, because Iman, this is very important to the believer. Now, so we don't want to jeopardize our Iman in any which way, shape, and form, because only those who have it will be successful. Those who are devoid of it, they will be destroyed. Like it who like it, hate it who hate it. There is no other way. With that being the case, and we know that Iman, it goes up and it goes down, then it behooves us to have a good understanding over those things which may increase our Iman. Likewise, that we have an understanding over those things that will decrease our Iman so that we can stay away from them. But we also have to have very keen concern over those things which will increase it so that we may do it, so that our Iman, our faith could go up, could increase. Umayr bin Habib al-Khattami, he mentions, he says, Al-Iman yazidu wa yanqus. Iman goes up and it goes down. Iman, it increases and it decreases. Naam. So he was asked by an individual who heard this, wa ma ziyadatuhu, and what increases it? What makes it go up? Wa nuqsanu, and what makes it go down? What makes it increase and what makes it decrease? So he mentions, he says, إِذَا ذَكَرْنَا اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. He says, when we remember Allah عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Now, when we remember Allah عَزَّ وَجَلْ. So بِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, I want everyone to write down these things, right? When we remember Allah عَزَّ وَجَلْ. وَحَمِدْنَاهُ, and we praise Him. We said, Alhamdulillah. وَسَبَّحْنَاهُ, and we said, Subhanallah. فَذَلِكَ زِيَادَتُهُ. Then these things, meaning, these are examples, it's not restricted, but the like of these things, then this would what? Increase the Iman. This will increase the Iman. So when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we make dhikr, then these are things that will increase our Iman. Na'am, this will increase our Iman. He said, وَإِذَا غَفَلْنَا وَضَيَعْنَا. He said, but when we are heedless, and when we have lost out, we forgot, we're negligent, we're heedless and we're negligent, وَنَسِينَا, and we have forgotten about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَذَلِكَ نُقْصَانُ, then that is that which will decrease our Iman. So anything that contains, so let's go back, what's our takeaway from this statement? Anything that contains the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these are the things that will increase our Iman. And anything that contains heedlessness and forgetting about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is devoid of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these are things that will what? Decrease our Iman. Na'am. Al-Qama bin Qais al-Nakhai, and he was one of the great scholars, one of the leaders from the Tabi'un. He was one of the senior of the Tabi'un, those who learned directly from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Imshu bina," walk with us, walk with us. "Nazdad imana," walk with us so we can increase in iman. Let us increase in iman. Naam. And I'm mentioning this because what we want to draw home the concept that iman goes up and goes down. It's serious, right? So doing those things that will increase our iman, we need to do it. And doing those things that will decrease it, we need to stay far away from it. So when they asked him, they said, "Does iman increase and decrease?" So he was asked, because he said, "Come with us, let us increase in iman." So they asked him, "So iman, it goes up and it goes down? It goes up and it goes down? It goes up?" He mentioned, he said, "Yes." "Does iman go up?" He said, "Na'am." "Hatta yakuna kal jibal." He said, "Yes, it will increase until it is like mountains." The iman, it will increase until it is like mountains. So then he was asked, "Okay, so does it also decrease? If it goes up, all right, does it also go down?" He said, "Na'am. Hatta la yabqa minhu shay'un." He said, "Yes, until nothing from it remains." SubhanAllah. So iman, it could increase until it's like mountains, like a mountain range. A lot, big, extensive. And it also could decrease until nothing remains from it. Imam Ahmad, rahimullahu ta'ala, he was asked. Somebody asked him, "Does iman increase and decrease?" So Imam Ahmad, he mentioned, he says, "Yazidu hatta yablugha a'la samawat as-sab'." He says, "Yes, it will increase until it reaches the highest of the seven heavens." "Wayanqus hatta yasira ila al-asfal as-safinin as-sab'." And it also could decrease until it reaches the lowest depths and portion of the seven earths. Now, it could decrease until it goes all the way down to as low as it can go. So that which will increase our iman, ya ibad, we need to be concerned with it so that our iman could be like mountains and or reach the highest of the heavens. And we should be concerned over those things which will decrease our iman out of fear that it can be or reach levels that are the lowest of the lows, or that it will decrease until nothing from it remains. It is incumbent that we know and we understand that those who have a true concern for it, Allah Ta'ala, He will not allow your iman to be lost. Naam, so don't have fear. Those who have a concern for it. Those who lose their iman are those who have no concern for it, and they are negligent to the epitome of what it means to be negligent. Then these are those who have lost their iman themselves, so therefore for them it will be lost. Naam. So don't have fear that you will be dealt with unjustly in any way, shape, and form. If having iman is a concern for you, Allah Ta'ala, He will never allow your iman to decrease. But at the same time, or yani to be lost, to go away in totality. But at the same time, as believers, we have to be between the two. Be between hope and be between fear. So we hope that our iman will reach the high levels, and we fear that our iman, it will decrease and go all the way down. So that this way, it keeps us balanced. So we strive to do those things that are righteous so that we may increase our iman. And we are scared, so we stay away from doing those things which will decrease our iman. Because iman, it goes up and goes down. There comes inside of the famous statement, khamsa nunnat, na'am, the five noons, khamsa nunnat, that iman, qawlun bilisan, اعتقاد جنان عمل بالأركان يزيد بطاعة الرحمن وينقص بطاعة الشيطان. That iman, is a statement of the lisan, is a statement of the tongue. Because it is telling, yani, in this khamsa nunat, it goes over the reality of what is iman. Al-iman, it is a statement of the tongue. It is a belief inside of the heart. It is actions with the limbs. It goes up. It increases when one is obedient to Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. And it decreases when one is obedient to the shaytan. And it comes a wording of the Khamsa Nunat where it says, وَيَنْقُصُ بِالْعِصْيَانِ, that it goes down with disobedience. Na'am. So obeying shaytan, being disobedient unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are things which will decrease a person's iman. Bidnillahi ta'ala, let us look at and focus in on right now those things which will increase a person's iman. So when one is obedient to Ar-Rahman, this increases iman. Na'am. So I want you now to go back and to continue with your list, because some things were already mentioned. When one remembers Allah, when they say Alhamdulillah, when they say Subhanallah, so on and so forth, then this causes the iman to rise. Na'am. So I want you to add to this list. When one is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this causes their iman to go up. Na'am. It causes their iman to go up. And I want to, bithnillahi ta'ala, give you some things that will increase your iman, bithnillahi ta'ala, so that we can implement them immediately. And bithnillahi ta'ala, perhaps we can touch on some of these things in the future and go on some more in depth and detail about them. But for now, let us look at this list, inshallah ta'ala, so we can have some actionable things that we can walk away with right now today and implement them, bithnillahi ta'ala, so that we may increase our iman, inshallah ta'ala. So, from those things which will increase the iman were the aforementioned things. Also, add to that which will increase a person's iman is to have understanding of the beautiful names and lofty attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having understanding of the beautiful names and lofty attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will increase a person's iman. So, it is important that we take some time and we learn about the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may increase in our iman, we may have better understanding of our Lord, and that which what it will result in our iman being increased, na'am, our actions being beautified, so on and so forth. It's going to benefit us in this world and inside of the next. Also, from those things that will increase a person's iman, then they are contemplating over the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Reflecting and contemplating over the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will increase your iman. Na'am. This will increase your iman. In general, learning about Islam, seeking knowledge, this will increase your iman. This is the next thing. This will increase your iman. Learning about the good qualities of Islam, the superiority of Islam, those hallmarks of Islam, and having fiqh and understanding of the religion, this will increase your iman. Na'am. Because, I want you to reflect, in all of the aforementioned things, and it's like in everything that's going to be mentioned, you have in it what? The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is going to what? Increase your iman. Na'am. Also, learning the biographies of the Salaf, of the righteous predecessors, from the Sahaba, from the second generation of Tabi'un, from the Atba' Tabi'een, the third generation, and from those imams of the deen who came before, like learning about the four imams, learning about their biographies, learning about their studies and their path of seeking knowledge, right? Learning about how they used to implement the knowledge in which they acquired, learning about how they used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so on and so forth. All of these things will what? They will increase a person's iman and be a source of motivation to strive to compete with the early generations of the Muslims, knowing that we're not going to catch the Sahaba, but to strive to compete, then, as they say, if you shoot for the moon and miss, you'll still be amongst the stars. As that saying goes, meaning you shoot for something that is lofty, and even if you don't reach that particular thing, you're still going to reach a very high level. Bithnillahi ta'ala. Na'am. But also, that which will help you to increase your iman will be to contemplate over the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside of the creation. Na'am. So when a person reflects and he looks at, for example, the sunset or the sunrise, and they see the beautiful colors that are layered throughout the sky, when they see the crispness of the sky and how clear it is, na'am. When they see that there are no rifts inside of the sky, there are no imperfections, there are no, you know, there are no blemishes or anything like this inside of the sky. Then when they reflect over these things and they reflect that, subhanAllah, look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Verily, all of this is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This increases a person's iman because it reminds them of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reminds them of the good treatment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his slaves, that he has given them the likes of these things. He has given them the sky as a canopy that protects them from being pelted by celestial bodies and objects that are flying throughout space. It protects them from it. And not only is it a protection for them, but then it gives them such beautiful scenery, right? Brings such enjoyment to them by looking at these wonderful colors and so on and so forth. So they are, subhanAllah, so many benefits that contain therein. And then likewise, reflecting on those things that Allah Ta'ala has created that benefit us, na'am, which again, we understand from it what was aforementioned. All of these things, it will increase a person's iman and increase in person's servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will be a motivating factor for an individual to do that which is good and to stay away from that which is wrong. And then in general, obedience, as aforementioned, to the rules and the regulations and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will increase a person's iman. So these are things that will increase a person's iman. Again, they're not limited to that which was mentioned, but these are just some things that we can implement right now from today, some actionable steps that we can take from today so that we may increase in our iman. So if you don't have a biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it's a perfect time to go and purchase one, to go and find one online from a reputable source, na'am, so that we may read it and learn about it and understand it, so we may increase in iman. Contemplating over the Quran will increase us in iman. These are things we can do right now, right today, from that which we already have in our houses. Studying the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are things which will increase our iman. Learning more about the sunnah of the Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there's not from amongst us except that they have a hadith inside of their homes or upon their phones, or upon their phones, right? They have them in their homes and on their phones. They have apps that have the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of them majanan, free. So we can go to whatever app store, right, and download those things right now so that we can start to try to increase in iman bithnillahi ta'ala. These things are of extreme importance, that we take these actionable steps that are simple, that are free, that don't require, great deals of effort and or financial, finances from us. They don't cost a great deal of money and things of this nature. But their effects upon us are tremendous. The ROI, the return on the investment, is tremendous. Na'am, tremendous. So we have to strive, bithnillahi ta'ala, to do these things so that we may increase in iman. This is just something I wanted to remind myself of and all of you of, because and due to its importance inside of our lives, and it is linked to our overall success. And I want for myself and for all of you to be extremely successful, both in this world and inside of the next. And we're going to be incapable of reaching anything from success if we are neglectful of our iman, if we are neglectful of our faith. So until the next time, إِلَّا اللِّقَاء نَكْتَفِي بِهَذَا الْقَدَرِ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.